from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And he's saying, according to the people he talks to in Pittsburgh, Ayuk's going to be a Steeler very soon.
I love how he says, I might be set myself up to get duped.
My question would be this. If the San Francisco 49ers went into the offseason and were looking to trade Ayuk, and they got something like a first-round pick, and they turned it down, and now the compensation is something different. That's a big mistake, clearly.
Oh.
But the question I keep asking myself is, why would the 49ers, if they started to go down this road with Ayuk, are you telling me like they lost heart? They lost their impetus to do it?
Wow.
Because once they've taken it this far, if you don't get a deal you love, you still have the option of saying, we expect you to play at $14 million. You're not going anywhere. So you need to make a decision one way or the other. You're either playing for us for $14 or you're not showing up. And we'll deal with either one, but those are your two choices, rather than, well, there's a third choice, and you tell us the team you want to go to, and we'll try to make a deal, even though we may not love the deal, but because we know you want out, we'll still do it, even though it's not really in our self-interest. That's the part that I don't understand.
Yeah, and we both, I'm with you, we didn't understand it yesterday, but Andrew did say, Stani, a part that fascinates me, because I always wonder about the brethren. I always wonder about what do the guys and gals think, because I'm a team dude. I really am. And for him to say, if the Niners played that card of you show up and you play and risk it all for that $14 million, that his comrades would look at that and be mad at the team, and that could divide the team in the locker room.
I don't know. That part I don't know. I don't know.
Do you think they say?
I never say that the locker room feels one way. There's 53 guys in that locker room. I don't know how many people think Ayuk's getting hosed by the Niners. I don't know how many people think Ayuk's being greedy. I don't know how many guys say business is business. Wake me when it's over.
But I hate to do this.
I don't know. I don't know what the locker room feels. Yeah. You'd have to ask the 53 guys in there.
Well, tell me what you think for this. And I'm just being real with you. And I'm not reporting anything. I just share with you and Evan Carter and everybody else, the listeners, we love you. I love you with what I feel. And I'm about to say it, Stani. Our world is so divided now outside of sports, but it's infiltrated sports. The dynamic of a locker room to where you look at Bosa, I'm wondering if some players are like, it ain't about how talented you are, Goo. If some of the black players are saying, okay, McCaffrey got his deal, Bosa got his deal, And now it's IU's turn. Now we could go, hey, I don't want to do that, but I got to be honest, Donnie, there's just a little speck of me wondering if that's what he meant without even saying it, Andrew, by mutiny, if it's just black and white. Like, why is the buck stopping on, and I know you can't pay everybody, on Ayuk when other guys were in the same position and it wasn't a big deal? I just had to go there. Because I'm not saying it's 100, but Stani, I do believe, do you think some of that could be going on?
Not really. I don't think so, but I don't want to dismiss what you're saying. That's one where I have no idea. I'd be shocked. Right. Flea in Oakland.
Our guy.
What's up, Flea? How you doing, man?
Good morning. Good afternoon, guys.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Goo, I'm black. I don't think it's black and white.
Okay.
I think it's green.
Mm. I like
this,
that.
This is what I wanted to say to you guys, though. Stani, I agree with you. I think IU want to stay with the Niners. He wouldn't have showed up at training camp if he didn't want to stay. Secondly, I think Debo want him there. I think Kittle want him there. IU is our best receiver. Our possession receiver is Jennings. He's going to get that third down. But when it comes to route running, downfield, and IU, he got hands. He can catch. He's our best actual pure receiver. Third of all, what I want to say is, the team don't want to get rid of IU. They want IU to take that $14 million, but I understand IU point, and probably the guy that's speaking for him, $128 million would change his whole family life. So that's another thing why, you know, he probably would go to Pittsburgh, but I don't even think IU want to go to Pittsburgh. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. Or any other team, because he know it's going to be a struggle playing in that cold weather. He ain't going probably. He probably get to the playoffs, but they're gonna be out. They're gonna be hovering around 5-7 at the. You know, so I'm gonna just tell you like this.
Flea, they made the playoffs last year. They made the playoffs last year. I'm just not to interrupt you. They made the playoffs last year. Pittsburgh did.
They made the playoffs, but we already know how Pittsburgh plays. It's a ground and pound, and it's gonna be a. Come on now, we know. We seen Pittsburgh for the last 40 years. But all I want to say to you guys, I love the show, but at the end of the day, IU don't want to leave, and I hope he can just take that $14 million and negotiate next season, because he is our best receiver. All the black and white dog group, it's all about the green, man. You know.
I hear you, and I feel good that I was able just to share that with you, Stani, but I'll tell Flea this, if you do – I want this to be the case, because I want Brandon Ayuk by any means, Malcolm X, Donnie, any means necessary in a Niner uniform. That ship has sailed for him playing for 14.
I don't know. I don't know. People change their minds. You know,
if a trade comes down here in the next hour or two.
But I was thinking about this the other day. Let's say you're a drinker.
Yeah.
And then you decide to go to rehab. Why did you go to rehab when you went to rehab?
Peer pressure.
Why was it that drink? Why wasn't it 1-2 weeks ago?
Because you had enough. You want to change your life around.
Okay, well, maybe Brandon Ayuk will change his mind and come in and play for 14. Who knows why it would be today? You know, the other thing, I do think in fairness, you know, Debo Samuel held out and was in a contract squabble with the Niners, and he ended up getting paid. Trent Williams got a contract from the Niners at the time, made him the highest paid left tackle in football.
Yeah.
So I think we got to bring that up also. So 888-957-9570 is the number. And 49er fans, I'm asking you what you think of all this. And all this being, is Brandon Ayuk on his way to Pittsburgh? Is he on his way to another team? Is he still holding out hope that he comes back to the San Francisco 49ers? I got to tell you, it doesn't add up. If the 49ers were going to go down this road and play it like this for months and months and months, did they just lose their heart and not want to take it to the limit? Shout out Eagles.
Yeah.
That to me is a little
limit.
That to me doesn't make sense. I mean, but you're, you brought up Tim Kawakami's article in The Athletic, and he said the 49ers, this is a failure. It's a miscalculation of epic proportion. And they miscalculated the market. They miscalculated how staunch Brandon Ayuk was about getting paid. And it led him to this on August 7th. And
they still can fix it, though, Stoney.
Here's where we're at.
But maybe they don't want to fix it because they feel like we're not going to overpay for you, Stoney. That has to, I guess you can't come back from that.
You know, we thought Deebo Samuel couldn't come back from demanding a trade, and
I guess he ended different. Up.
How so?
I'm letting you know, if you don't meet my number, I want out of here. That to Flea's point, that was about the green, and obviously this is too. But I can't make you love me, Steiny. You know what I mean? That's deep. I can't make anybody love me, and if that's what this is, then maybe Andrew is right. A trade is coming down the chute. But I do wonder if the Niners, like Kawakami, I couldn't believe TK was honest as he was. Like, they botched this. And if they could have got a number one back in May, and they do end up trading Ayuk here in the next few hours, and it's less than that, then that becomes worse. But nothing is Ayuk not on the field week one Monday night against the Jets, lined up out there. And all you got to do is worry about Deebo and his gadgets and a young rookie slash Juwan Jennings and McCaffrey, you become way easier to guard.
Or I don't know. Do the 49er fans think that the 49ers botched this? Ask me if I think they botched it.
You think they botched it, Sonny?
Not yet.
Because he's still here.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. So you're hanging on by a thread.
Because if this deal doesn't go through, there's still a chance he comes and plays for $14 million. And I know what people say, well, if he comes and plays for $14 million, he won't want to play football.
Gotcha.
People get over stuff.
But people they draw a line in the sand too. You could play this into the seasons, Donnie. Could you imagine? That's what you call a distraction, Jackson.
602 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Simple. He wants more than the 49ers are willing to give. End of story. It happened.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Happens. Klay Thompson wanted more than the Warriors offered that first time. He's gone.
Yeah. So was his game and talents, though. that we've known him and love him for us. Donnie.
Well, but
this is a kid that's probably not even in his prime.
That doesn't matter.
Tell me why, though.
Because it's just about an organization's assessment of a player. Whether he's over the hill, in his prime, or emerging, the 49ers' assessment of Ayuk differs too greatly from his assessment of himself.
Wow.
And that part, to me, is the exact same with Klay Thompson, even though he's at a completely different point of his career. I'm not saying you're wrong. Obviously, Klay Thompson's at the end of his career and Brandon Ayuk's entering his prime. I'm just saying, the way I look at it is it's how a team assesses the player, any player, and whether it is in line with the way the player thinks of himself. I don't know. Let's go out to Chris. Chris is in Pittsburgh. What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you. Hey, I'm a huge Steeler fan. I want to tell you, I'm sorry for what's going on with Brandon Ayuk with you guys. You know, we had Le'Veon Bell doing this. We've had problems with A.B. when he was a problem. For my viewpoint as a Steeler fan, I noticed at the end of the year, he had made overtures that he wasn't happy with the 49ers. And Steelers fans had gotten the impression, especially when he was on the pivot, saying that Washington and Pittsburgh were the only other teams he was willing to trade for. I think all of us in Pittsburgh expected the draft we were going to make an offer, a first-round pick for Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
It never materialized, and I think the 49ers felt, we've got him under contract, we'll just kick the can down the road, and we'll deal with this at the end of the year. But with Brock Purdy, with Bosa, with Christian McCaffrey's restructure, it was just so much money going out. With Purdy owed so much money, I think he saw the writing on the wall, and by pushing his way out now, what he's doing is he's forcing Pittsburgh to commit to a long-term deal. I mean, if he stayed for a year, here's the thing I hear from the 49ers. We stay for 1 year and we can get a Super Bowl and you can get your $14 million plus maybe $5 million extra. But if he gets hurt, then he may not be able to go into free agency and be the top choice. Hmm. By forcing his way out now and Pittsburgh giving him this big contract starting next year, he's guaranteed 5 years of money at $30 million plus. So that's just my opinion. I think for the 49ers, if you had traded them the draft, you would have gotten much better returns, because from what I'm hearing on Steelers radio, it doesn't sound like it's going to be a first. It sounds like a lower pick and a player to be added, but who knows at this point.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
No, thank you, Chris. Appreciate the call, man.
Good points. And why would he risk the biscuits, Donnie, about his future, too? You know, putting that in jeopardy if somehow he had a tragic injury.
Here's one thing.
A season-ending injury.
Here's the one thing that I think this is part of Ayuk's thinking, too. And I actually would agree with him on this. If Ayuk comes back on the $14 million and the Niners, and he has a good year, and the Niners win the Super Bowl, I still don't think he's getting paid. I don't. Because Purdy's then going to have to get paid as a Super Bowl quarterback. And then what do you got? Then what are we looking at? Are we really looking at Purdy for 58, Ayuk for 29, Debo for 24, McCaffrey for Trent Williams now for 20? Like, and I'm not making an excuse for him. They're gonna have to deal with stuff either at the end of the year or the year after that, and they just are looking at it now, saying maybe we got to do it now. Wow. Meaning make our first of many difficult choices. I'm just asking questions in my own mind, like 49er fans are.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Donnie, but the thirst to win, to me is so high that I would want to just ride it out to the end. You could be right. They just want to rip the Band-Aid off now and deal with it. But hell nah. If I just had my heart broken in the Super Bowl and we could get one more season out of Brandon Ayuk and then say bye-bye, I would do it then. But, I keep going back, and I'd like to start. I know I'm doing this on the fly. Hear that Ocho Cinco sound.
I got it.
Okay,
got it right
let's
here.
Hear it, and we could respond to it.
Nah, it's still there. It's theater. You got to think that they're losing one individual that is, I'm not saying this in a disrespectful way, it's a position that is replaceable. If you think about the NFL in general, receivers are a dime a dozen. The special ones are not. The top five, the top three, special. But everyone outside of that is replaceable. You can find and get that production from so many other players, especially maybe the ones that they're going to have fill that spot. The way their offense is run, they'll be fine. The way Shanahan calls plays, they'll be fine.
Now, I don't smoke cigarettes, but if I did, I would smoke one right now, Stoney.
Good. Why?
Because that just, like, I've given Kyle that brilliance label in regard to dialing and calling and scheming up plays. So, he went to a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk already. So, as much as I'm pro Ayuk, I'm sitting here telling you there's no way they get back or win without him, but they have done it. And hearing a guy like that say, you know, if you're not top three, you can be replicated.
Yeah, that was Ocho Cinco on Shannon Sharpe's podcast talking about Brandon Ayuk, and he didn't mean it disrespectfully, but he said receivers are replaceable unless you're a top three to five. And what I would assume there is Ocho Cinco doesn't think he's a top three type receiver. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And certainly going to be interesting the next two and a half hours on this show, and certainly headed down the line. Let's go to Basic Kev. Basic Kev is joining us. What's up, man?
Tiny Guru, what's up, y'all? Hey, hey. Y'all, man, I ain't caught in a long time.
There you go.
Yep. So you know, it's a lot, right? It's a lot to talk about, really. But I'm gonna hit a couple of points. Ocho Cinco kind of just hit on it a little bit, right? It's the system, right? Because you got Shanahan, and who was the number one receiver when they went to the first Super Bowl with Shanahan?
Sanders?
Yeah, Emmanuel Sanders, Debo.
It was Sanders, exactly. Yeah,
who they got halfway through that year.
They traded for him,
yep.
Exactly, and then they didn't have him the first half of the year. And so you look at the type of offense that we run, a lot of motion, a lot of misdirection, a lot of play action. We always have people open on every level of the field. Listen, we can supplement the production that IU gave us in different guys because they're going to be open, you know? And we got fast guys. We got Danny Gray. Pearsall runs a 4.3. They say Jacob Cowan looks really good. And, you know, Danny Gray is fast as well. So we got guys who can supplement the numbers, and that's what they're looking at. Shanahan's like, listen, you know, Lynch, and they're like, look, we love Ayuk, but we got Purdy coming up. We got Lenore coming up. We got Mooney Ward coming up. We got guys who are going to really determine where this team goes one way or the other. We don't have a cornerback. Our defense starts to fall apart. We can replace receiver. We can supplement it. But, you know, those guys I just named, we got to have them. We got to have Purdy. So that's another thing as well, too. It also shows the vote of confidence that Shanahan has for Purdy because obviously he feels like, well, we got our guy. So just get him a good enough receiver. He'll get it to him, you know?
Yeah. And also, I'd take it a step further, Basic, thanks for the call, and say maybe they have this much confidence in Ricky Pearsall. Maybe they do.
And speaking of which, I got to bring this up. Do you think in a crazy world, Stoney, the lack of productivity from the whole Niner offense and Brandon Ayuk in the Super Bowl could in a crazy way have changed their view and their value on Brandon Ayuk?
Maybe it's changing their view and value assessment of Trent Williams, if that's the case.
Who didn't have the best Super Bowl, but you don't let one game, you know, outweigh the greater good, the 7 touchdowns and 1,400 yards, right? That Brandon had on the season.
I wouldn't think it's about one game. Maybe it's about the entire postseason. This is the part where
was a head scratcher offensively.
Well, this is the part where, you know, who knows what Kyle Shanahan is seeing from Brandon Ayuk when he's watching him run every route, make every block. Clearly he thinks he's not worth what he's asking for.
Yes.
So I think the caller's spot on. I mean, they figure that he's more replaceable than some other guys, as great as he is. But let me tell you this. Don't let the Niners come out of this trade with Calvin Austin.
Tell us who he is.
Oh, he can open up the can.
What is he, offensive lineman?
No, no, that's more.
Oh, okay.
Calvin Austin runs a 4.3.
Thank
40.
You.
Oh, he's wow.
He
did.
What do they say? He can open up the can.
I've
the
never
can
heard
open?
That one.
I don't know. He unhooks the trailer.
What? Yeah.
Or he's fast enough where he turns the light switch off and he's in bed before
that's
it gets
Muhammad
dark.
Ali. Yeah.
That's cool, Papa Bell.
Oh, wow. Oh. A few people.
Yeah, I think you're right, Evan. He was the original.
Yeah.
The original Lights Out was cool, Papa Bell. 888-957-9570 is the number, and we move on. We move on.
Or try to, at least.
But do we move on without Brandon Ayuk?
Will Filippone be right by 2 o'clock? Stoney, I got to believe. The Niners aren't doing that. They're not trading Ayuk.
I don't know. What do 49er fans think? Are the 49ers really going to trade Brandon Ayuk? Is it imminent?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.